chapter 23. Returning swiftly to her former position at the window, Tyria continued to scan the sea, though her mind was in a state of turmoil. How did Mandoral know about the Rulaine? Why had he told her to watch that area of the sea? And where had he disappeared to? She tried to fathom it all out. In the midst of her deliberations, Tyria suddenly saw something which set her senses tingling. The ebbing tide had receded sufficiently to expose a rock in the very spot she was watching. In a flash, Tyria recalled the dream she'd had on the night before she left Redwall Abbey. Rulaine appearing out of the sea to deliver the message which had sent Tyria in search of Green Isle. When the High Queen had sunk back beneath the waters, she had left what appeared to be the tip of her hooded figure showing above the waves. There it was now, far out on the deep, a rock shaped like the top of Rulaine's hood. A deep voice sounded close by.
The rock is only visible when the tide is at its lowest ebb. It shows quite clearly in moonlight, don't you agree?
Mandoral had returned. He was carrying a sheaf of scrolls, which he placed on a battle head. The Otter Maid stood wide-eyed.
I've seen that rock in my dreams. What is it? I mean, what does it stand for, sir?
The dark eyes of the Badger Lord widened in surprise.
You mean you don't know?
Pointing to the rock, he explained solemnly.
That is where the Queen of Green Isle was lost forever. She, her brother, and an entire crew of Wildlock Otters. Their ship was wrecked on that rock, and they were slain by murderous wildcats.
Tyria felt very young and ignorant in Lord Mandoral's presence.
But how do you know all this, sir? It must have taken place in the far distant past, long before your time.
The Badger Lord indicated the pile of scrolls.
Recorded history, Tyria. Did I not tell you that I have become a student of all the events at Selim and Dastron?
The Otter Maid gazed longingly at the scrolls.
Let me study the history too, Lord. I must find out more about the High Queen.
Mandoral allowed one of his rare smiles to the young otter.
No need for that. I can tell you all about the Rulaine. I have researched the subject thoroughly.
The big badger swept Tyria up as if she weighed no more than a leaf and deposited her on the windowsill.
First, you must understand that the Queen was no stranger to Selim and Dastron. She had visited here before. This was in the reigning seasons of Lord Earthwhite, the great white badger. Through my studies, I learned that they were friends. Throughout the ages, badger lords have possessed formidable skills in the making of weapons and armory. Take, for instance, Boar the Fighter. It was he who made the fabulous sword for your Martin the Warrior. Lord Earthwhite was gifted with a particular talent, the manufacture of armor. No beast before or since ever produced shields or armor of such strength and beauty.
And did he make armor for Rulaine, sir?
Mandoral's massive paw touched Tyria's mouth gently, silencing her.
I am always saying to the young hares here, the only way you will ever learn is by listening, not by speaking.
Tyria watched in silence as Mandoral went to the pile of scrolls. He selected one, which he spread on the windowsill alongside the Otter Maid.
This is a sketch drawn by Lord Earthwhite. It was to be a new armoured breastplate he had designed for the High Queen. Now you know why I mentioned her to you. Look.
It was a regal otter lady, just as Tyria had seen her in that first dream. About her brow was the slim gold circlet containing the large round emerald.